News, I'm Ben Thomas. Polls in New Hampshire suggest former President Trump has a big lead heading into Tuesday's presidential primary. But Nikki Haley insists with other contenders out, her campaign is going to build.
We've got New Hampshire. We've got South Carolina. We've got Super Tuesday. The people want a choice. We're going to give them that. We can either do the old thing that we've always done and live in that chaos world that we've had, or we can go forward with no drama, no vendettas, and some results for the American people.
This is a crowded place.
Trump held a final rally in Laconia, New Hampshire.
And I just visited some overflow rooms, and you're not in an overflow room, but this is crowded. And outside, you got a lot of people, but that's like a poll, right?
In other news, the Supreme Court has granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration over the southern border. Sagar Magani has details.
A divided 5-4 court will let Border Patrol agents cut razor wire Texas installed along roughly 30 miles of the Rio Grande. The wire's been part of a growing standoff at the border with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, with state officials saying agents cut the wire to help groups cross the river illegally. The administration argues the wire gets in the way of agents reaching migrants as they cross the river. It asked the high court to step in after a federal appeals panel last month stopped agents from cutting the wire. The high court says the cutting can continue while a lawsuit plays out. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. and British forces have carried out coordinated strikes on 8 locations in Yemen used by the Houthis. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
That's not escalating, that's de-escalating. That's taking ability away from the other party to inflict harm. And the strikes that we have conducted ashore in Yemen have degraded Houthi capabilities.
In Israel, families of hostages held in Gaza stormed a parliament meeting demanding the government strike a deal for their release. This is AP News. Movie director Norman Jewison has died at the age of 97, says his publicist. The 3-time Oscar nominee's films, from comedies such as Moonstruck to social dramas like the Oscar-winning In the Heat of the Night, earning him a Lifetime Achievement Award. This year's Oscar nominations will be announced Tuesday morning. Margie Zaraletta has a preview.
Near zero.
What do you want for theory alone?
Zero. Would be nice.
The summer standoff between the movies Oppenheimer and Barbie is expected to have a rematch with the Oscar nominations. Killers of the Flower Moon and Poor Things are expected to be up for Best Picture and several other awards.
I heard you got stuck with babysitting duty this year. How'd you manage that?
Divine Joy Randolph is expected to be a shoo-in for a supporting actress nomination for The Holdovers. Zazie Beetz and Jack Quaid will read the nominations, which will be live-streamed on Oscar.com and air live on Good Morning America. The Oscars will be March 10th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Thank you, Margie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.